In the studio is Cornelius Griggs. He is the president, the man behind GMA Construction, and just yesterday won the James Tyree Award. You know, Cornelius is in the studio almost as much as I am, though, so it's no big deal. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about first GMA Construction.
So GMA Construction Group is a general contractor, construction manager, and cost engineering firm. We focus our projects in affordable housing, healthcare, and education. And you can find us in the communities of Chicago, giving back to those communities and developing in those communities that are sometimes forgotten about.
We talked a lot about that when you were here before. We had each of the three finalists on before the big Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce dinner luncheon yesterday. So you were there. You were there with the other finalists.
Yes.
Did you expect to win?
I did not expect to win. I was completely shocked when they called my name, and it was but it was a great feeling to know that the work we're doing is finally being recognized.
Now, you gave a speech after that?
I did give a speech. I don't remember one word of it.
I love that. Because, you know, here you are. You're a very successful guy. I would think, I mean, $50,000 is a lot of money. It's a great
gift. It is a lot of money.
But I would also think that being in this position, I don't know if you're used to getting $50,000, but you're accustomed to needing to speak on the fly and things like that.
Yes. So it's, speaking on the fly is something that I've done a lot of in my career. And whether it's in the classroom or in the office, it's something that we have to do. But the bigger piece is the award itself and what it means, to our company to kind of carry on that legacy of Mr. Tyree.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because we keep, it's almost like we measure the award by the prize money, and that might not always be the best way to measure the prize.
Yeah, and that's not what we did here. For us, it was about the legacy of the award and us being able to give back to the community and take those funds that we're going to gain from this award and put them back in the communities that need them through our entrepreneurial opportunities, through the training and development of Chicago Public School students in that community and all those good things.
So tell me specifically, what are you going to do with the $50,000?
So we're kicking off our CREATE program with Chicago Public Schools, Austin Career Academy. Tomorrow we launch it. We're going to be bringing in summer interns. So we're going to be paying those interns $15 an hour to work in our office over the summer so they can learn construction management. So a good portion of it will go towards sponsoring that program over the next 3 years. And then we're also going to invest in technology for our people in our office to help us serve the communities in which we work in a lot better.
Tell me about the people who work for you, because this goes back to our last conversation, or maybe our last couple, but I'm interested in the fact that you look at the buildings you're building, but you also look at the same time at the people you're building, and maybe the focus is equal.
It is very much so. I think it's more so on the people. Our organization is built on developing people that are going to transform communities. So you'll find our office is staffed with people who live in the communities in which we work in. And that's very, very important to me, that whatever community I go in, especially those that I grew up in, that I take a few individuals from that community and give them an opportunity, not just on that project, but something long term.
So what's your competition when you're out there bidding on projects?
Our competition are, across the board. I mean, we bid against some of the bigger guys like FH Passion, Walsh, Blenderman, McHugh. And then we find ourselves in a smaller market as well, where we bid against some of the other smaller firms. We have a really good advantage because I've worked in corporate America for so long on the construction side. So I understand how to bid like a big guy, but also understand how to be competitive in the smaller market as well.
I was joking with Ben at Wake Night, the producer, before you came in, because I know you're in construction, right?
Yep.
Every time I see you, you are dressed to the nines. Where's the hard hat and the tool belt? What's that about?
You know, since the day I started in construction, I remember my very first job at Clark Construction. I showed up on day one with a shirt and tie on. And since that day, I've never really taken it off. So I think it's important that we always, what people think of you when they see you is very important. And it's that first impression that you leave on them. So construction is a business, just like being in banking and in other areas. So my job now as a president is to go out and be able to garner a new business. So it's important that I look the par.
That is Cornelius Griggs, the president of GMA Construction. It's great to see you. Come back, right? Let's next time you get a project, you want to talk about something, let's have you back on.
That would be awesome. I want to take a moment to thank the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, CIBC, and Mesro Financial for giving us such a wonderful award yesterday. We are extremely excited about it.
Well, you had great competition, but I think the award was well earned. Thank you very much.